Joan. So everyone take a breath. Be present and aware. There's a lot of light frequencies moving throughout your physicality and your unified field. So take one more breath. So from where you are seated in the center floor area of our beautiful temple, be aware of yourself as this temple of pure crystalline light spins and spins around you. And as the momentum increases, the temple transforms and you are surrounded by the pure, spiraling, crystalline light. So back in the 2020 Light Conference, we were gifted the holographic etheric imprint of the 12th dimensional frequencies of each element by the Master Light Being representing each of the four elemental kingdoms. It was transmitted to you that all of the elements are a part of who you are. However, one of those elements is personal to you and is associated with your zodiac or your sun sign. That element came in with you and informs all that you do in this incarnation. You were encouraged at that time to learn more about that element. So due to the tremendous leap in our consciousness since 2020, we are now prepared to receive the next upgrade. So take another breath. Prepare to receive. So through the swirling mist and brilliant crystalline particles of light, the magnificent 12th dimensional being of light that represents the kingdom of your primary element comes to stand before you. Which of these grand beings is here for you? Is it the white winged one? The white lion? The white whale and dolphin? Or perhaps it's our old friend, the white fire dragon? So please greet your special guest. This master being begins to transmit this communication to you, stating, I am honored to be here. With the level of light frequencies you now hold, and the impressive expansion of your state of consciousness, I am with you today to activate the eighth dimensional influence of your primary element, which will be permanently held in your Earth Star. With your permission, I will proceed. With this activation, your Earth Star is now radiating with a brilliant, brilliant light and will slowly begin emitting an entirely different frequency. With this activation now occurring, your Earth Star will be elevated to a new iteration that will have a significant impact on you personally, beginning immediately. Take a breath as these new frequencies begin to function. Ultimately, this activation will have an unprecedented impact on the Earth and humanity. But as with all the things you have already done, it must first begin with you. We are most excited for this opportunity and to be able to participate with you in this way. We are beyond grateful and honored for your continued commitment to the Earth and all the elementals. As the guardian of the kingdom of your primary element, we were one of the members of your personal council before you took this incarnation. Now that you have reached this level of awakening, we look forward to your remembering why you chose this element and its significance in assisting you in fulfilling your prime directive in this lifetime. We also look forward to reestablishing our relationship now that your higher communication channels have been opened. When it is time, we will return in the not too distant future to assist you with the next step. Until that time, blessings, dearest one. So please express your gratitude as the Radiant One steps back and recedes into the swirling mist. Now take a breath. With your primary element influencing and elevating your Earth Star, allow the newly activated frequencies to flow into your toroidal field, moving up to the apex of the fourth triad. Follow the flow of this liquid crystalline plasmic light as it infuses each energy center, the 11th, the 10th, and the 9th, with the influence of your 8th dimensional primary element and with the energetic enhancements of the 6 light packets that are now functioning at their highest capacity yet. This combination is now resulting in another upgrade to your physical being and your entire unified field. Continue the flow into the third triad and central column, infusing the 8th energy center. Now infusing your sacred soul star. Observe the flow into your golden chalice. Moving into your medulla oblongata to your pineal center. The flow continues into the magenta crystalline lotus and your expanded crown chakra. Flowing and infusing the entire second triad. Further enhancing your spiritual vision, those radiant seed crystals, and infinity template. Allow the flow into your throat chakra, filling it with the harmonic tone of your primary element. As the flow returns to your sacred heart center, allow your full physical body to receive these new energetics, filling every cell, organ, and system. The spiraling flow continues from your heart chakra into the spinning first triad. Filling each energy center and infusing your primary color and sound codes with these new light frequencies. Complete the circuit with the flow moving through your legs and feet, returning to that radiant Earth Star. the importance and significance of your Earth Star and your Soul Star is being elevated in your conscious awareness. Both of these sacred centers of light are vital to your ascension process. Take a breath. So give yourself the gift of acclimating to the new vibrations, tones, and light energetics over these next weeks. The flow of energetics of this process is now always on and always in motion. It will remain as a permanent part of our ascension journey. And as was said to you earlier, this process is a continuing energetic upgrading system that we will continue to utilize on this ascension journey. This flow is now fully entwined with all aspects of who you are and is influencing the entirety of you 24/7. Everything we will do in the future will become infused in this flow and will move you closer and closer to the goal of knowing yourself as an ascended master. And while this process is now permanently and automatically flowing, it does and will require your frequent attention to ensure that all aspects of it are operating at their optimum. Until we meet again on August 6, consciously sit in these energetics as often as you can. We encourage you also to research from your now state of consciousness your primary element and its relevance to who you are as a soul being experiencing a body. We spoke earlier today of your uniqueness. Your primary element is another aspect of that. You share this primary element with only two other sun signs. There are also three modalities associated with your sun sign: cardinal, fixed, and mutable. We're also suggesting you research which one of those you are, as it will provide you with another window into yourself. So blessings to all of you. We will close this session.
Blessings.